And thank you very much, Brad. Special guest in studio this morning, we have Roger Gould with the Dryden Rotary Club. And Roger, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Good morning, and thanks very much for having me.
And you're here to promote a big day, Saturday, September 7th.
Yes, actually, once again, the City of Dryden and the Rotary Club are partnering up to have Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day. And it's on Saturday, September the 7th, and we're starting at 8:30 in the morning till 4 o'clock over at the City of Dryden Public Works Garage. We're getting the word out there right now because we know that most people will be doing their late summer household blitz and cleaning up their garages and basements. And what we're asking is that you hold on to your hazardous waste, such as anything from CFC light bulbs to paint, oil, old batteries, AA batteries, AAA batteries, you name it. Any of that kind of stuff we will take. The only thing that we can't take at the Hazardous Waste Day is PCB contaminated waste, radioactive, pathological explosives, or hazardous waste generated by commercial operations. So basically anything else around the house, you know, you've got some old DDT or some 245T. I actually have had, a couple of years ago, there was people bringing in jars of mercury. Whatever you've got hanging around the house that you don't know what it is, bring it in and we'll get rid of it for you.
And best part is, it's a free service.
Yes, it's definitely a free service offered by the City of Dryden. It's a great partnership with Miller Environmental and the Rotary Club. Last year, they diverted 15,594 kilograms of material from the Dryden landfill site. That included everything from oil, antifreeze, batteries, paint, adhesives, pesticides, herbicides, old medications. It was nuts. The amount of stuff that came in, it was so amazing. There was 461 vehicles that came through last year, which was an increase of the year before. So it's really good that people are cleaning out their houses and giving it to us so that it doesn't go back to the landfill. This is a good community event for Rotary. It gets us out in the public. We get to see so many different people and they get to see what Rotary does. And it's a total volunteer basis for the Rotary Club. It's great for our members to get out together and do this event. Right now, I'm sitting at around 26 members that will be helping out. I'll probably land in at around 35. It's a fantastic day. And if you're coming through in your vehicle, you'll see it. You actually don't get out of your vehicle. It's a very organized event. You drive in, we pop the trunk and or the back of the truck, and we do all the unloading and head you on your way.
It's one day for hazardous waste to go to proper disposal, September 7th from 8:30 until 4 o'clock at the Dryden Public Works Yard. Anything else before we let you go, Roger?
Just would love to see as many people as possible drive through that day. Don't forget, 8:30 on Saturday, September the 7th, and we're there right till 4 o'clock.